Hey, this is Jeff Lewis from Radio Andy. Live and uncensored, catch me talking with my friends about my latest obsessions, relationship issues, and bodily ailments. With that kind of drama that seems to follow me, you never know what's going to happen.
You can listen to Jeff Lewis Live at home or anywhere you are. Download the SiriusXM app for over 425 channels of ad-free music, sports, entertainment, and more. Subscribe now and get 3 months free. Offer details apply.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Hello, I'm Monica Reinagle, and you're listening to the Nutrition Diva podcast. Welcome. Amy asks, has anyone ever considered the correlation between undiagnosed insulin resistance and binge eating or emotional overeating? You know what? To be honest, I had never considered this connection before Amy asked me about it, but in fact, researchers have detected an association between decreased insulin sensitivity or insulin resistance and binge eating disorder. These two conditions frequently occur together, but we're still not sure exactly how they are linked. So first, just a quick review. What is insulin resistance? Insulin is a hormone that's secreted by the pancreas when your blood sugar goes up, typically after you eat, and its job is to clear that glucose out of the blood and into your cells so it can be either used or stored for future use. But when our cells become less sensitive to the effects of insulin, the glucose just keeps circulating in the blood, leading to high blood sugar, and decreased insulin sensitivity is often a precursor to type 2 diabetes. Things that increase your risk for insulin resistance include genetic predisposition, sedentary lifestyle is a big factor, and excess body weight, especially if you tend to carry your weight around the middle, around your waist. However, it is possible to develop insulin resistance even if you are normal weight, and it's also possible to have excess weight without being insulin resistant. And what do we mean when we say binge eating? Many of us occasionally engage in behavior that we might describe as binging, whether that's on Netflix or ice cream. But binge eating disorder, BED, is a medical condition. It's characterized by repeated episodes of eating unusually large quantities of food and at the same time feeling a loss of control. It's important to note that it is possible to have BED without being overweight and, of course, vice versa. However, people who suffer from binge eating disorder are more likely to be overweight, and people who are overweight are more likely to have insulin resistance. And so the question that some researchers are now asking is whether binge eating might be a separate risk factor for developing decreased insulin sensitivity, or alternatively, could insulin resistance possibly lead to binge eating, or is this association simply coincidental? Let's take these one at a time. Does binge eating lead to insulin resistance? Eating an extremely large amount of food in a single setting can cause short-term effects on your insulin metabolism, and if that pattern were repeated over and over, it could contribute to decreased insulin sensitivity over time. So it is plausible that binge eating disorder could provoke insulin resistance, and that would be independent of any weight gain that might occur. But it's also possible that the so-called causal arrow might actually be pointing in the other direction. So could decreased insulin sensitivity lead to binge eating? One potential consequence of insulin resistance is disordered appetite signaling. So if your cells aren't getting the glucose that's being released into your bloodstream after you eat, the brain might continue to receive the signal to eat more, despite the fact that the body has plenty of fuel in the form of stored fat. If this is true, then addressing that underlying insulin resistance, whether by lifestyle change or, when necessary, medication, could help lessen the drive to eat, and that might lead to reduced binging behavior. The science to support this hypothesis is mixed. One study found no association between binge eating or emotional eating and insulin resistance in a group of men and women that included both overweight and normal weight individuals. Another study focused on patients who were suffering from both binge eating disorder and obesity, and they found that those with insulin resistance tended to have less severe BED symptoms and to have developed BED later in life. So one possibility that the authors present is that developing binge eating disorder later in life might increase the likelihood of also developing insulin resistance because people are just more likely to develop insulin resistance as they get older. But you could look at those same data, squint your eyes a little bit, and imagine a scenario in which insulin resistance leads to maybe a mild form of binge eating disorder through that dysregulation of appetite signals.
Hey, this is Jeff Lewis from Radio Andy. Live and uncensored, catch me talking with my friends about my latest obsessions, relationship issues, and bodily ailments. With that kind of drama that seems to follow me, you never know what's going to happen.
You can listen to Jeff Lewis live at home or anywhere you are. Download the SiriusXM app for over 425 channels of ad-free music, sports, entertainment, and more. Subscribe now and get 3 months free. Offer details apply.
Unfortunately, I don't think we yet have enough information to reach a conclusion one way or the other. And the truth is, it's probably not cut and dried anyway. But aside from scientific curiosity, what difference could this make in how we approach the treatment and the prevention of either binge eating disorder or insulin resistance? Amy, in her question, specifically asked whether undiagnosed insulin resistance could be a factor in binge eating. But of the two, binge eating disorder is a lot more likely to go undiagnosed. Eating disorders often fly below the radar, and they're not detected by healthcare professionals unless they're actively looking for them. And if it turns out that insulin resistance increases the likelihood of binge eating, this could potentially be a big problem. Insulin resistance is typically flagged by a routine blood test, and then people are often counseled to lose weight as a way to improve their insulin sensitivity. But dieting behaviors can easily trigger or exacerbate binge eating disorder. So it might be a good idea to screen people who are being treated for insulin resistance for eating disorders. And this could be done with a short set of standardized interview questions. But you know what? It doesn't really matter whether the binge eating is the cart or the horse in this situation. If BED is part of the picture, then treating the eating disorder takes priority over losing weight. Attempting to lose weight without treating the underlying eating disorder can make both problems a lot worse. And even when an eating disorder is in remission, weight loss should be approached carefully and ideally in coordination with the mental health team. Although insulin resistance could potentially play a role in the development of binge eating disorder, this condition is not driven primarily by physical hunger or even hormonal misfires. Generally, there are treatable psychological factors at work. If you wonder whether you might be suffering from binge eating disorder or any eating disorder, I want you to know that treatment is available and recovery is possible. You can use a confidential online screening tool that's been developed by the National Eating Disorders Association, or NEDA, on their website to assess whether it might be time to seek professional support. And if you do need more support, NEDA has lots more resources, including a helpline and also a referral network. You'll find a link to NEDA's screening tool and their other resources in the show notes for today's show, along with links to the various research that I reviewed. And that's on our website at quickanddirtytips.com. And you can also search the archives. And if you can't find the answer to the question that you have, email it to me at nutrition@quickanddirtytips.com or call the Nutrition Diva listener line at 443-961-6206. And your question could be featured in a future episode. I also wanted to tell you about a special 5-week program I'm offering this April on overcoming stress eating. Obviously, the last 2 years have been a uniquely stressful time, but the truth is this has always been one of the biggest things that people ask me for help with. Stress will always be a part of life, but we can stop stress eating even when the stress doesn't stop. So to find out more and to register, please visit weighless.life/stress. And if you're going to be joining us, be sure to use the code stresslessdiva to save 40% on your registration. That's weighless.life/stress. And the discount code is stresslessdiva. Nutrition Diva is a quick and dirty tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Nathan Semmes with script editing by Adam Cecil. Our assistant manager is Emily Miller. Our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin. Morgan Christensen is our podcast and advertising operations specialist, and our intern is Brendan Pika. Thanks so much for listening this week. I'll be back next week. Until then, remember to eat something good for me.
Hey, this is Jeff Lewis from Radio Andy. Live and uncensored, catch me talking with my friends about my latest obsessions, relationship issues, and bodily ailments. With that kind of drama that seems to follow me, you never know what's going to happen.
You can listen to Jeff Lewis live at home or anywhere you are. Download the SiriusXM app for over 425 channels of ad-free music, sports, entertainment, and more. Subscribe now and get 3 months free. Offer details apply.